Today on the Dark Side of Kentucky, school personnel disciplined after lap dances, Hooters girls depicted at a homecoming, Louisiana man arrested after allegedly living in woman's attic and dropping into her home, man accused of killing two in Portland was allegedly on meth, says voices made him do it. Those stories and more today on the Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of.
That it is, and if you like our program, then hey, how about you go check out our Patreon page? Go to patreon.com, go to the Patreon app, search Dark Side Of, or just go to darksidepod.com. It'll take you there too. You get access to all of our advanced episodes, all of them ad-free, as well as the whole archive. So if you like the show, you like listening on a regular basis, you want the ads gone, hey, that's all you got to do. Helps keep us on the air as well. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, not too much. It's windy as hell here today.
Yeah.
And my cat went outside and it was so windy that it freaked her out and she came running around. She
really?
Got outside and was like, what is this? I've never experienced anything like this in my cat life.
I had four skeletons.
It was like 60 mile an hour winds. And yeah. I mean, not a storm. It's yeah. just Kansas.
I had skeletons that were displaced in my front yard.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting for you to say something about your skeletons.
I had skeletons displaced in my front yard.
Of course you did.
It ripped the flag off of the Gulf hole that one of the skeletons was holding. Off of the flagpole. The skeleton remained standing in that scene. But one of my other skeletons, who was kind of doing a zombie walk near the front, he was face down. And I tried to get him back up and standing.
The skeleton did a face plant.
He did. And the zombie, one of the sticks that had skulls on, I wasn't a stick, it was more like half a tree, and it had skulls jammed into all of the branches. That tipped over. So the wind caused a little bit of damage to my crypt at the front of the house.
What do you think there? What were your wind speeds? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably 30, 40 maybe at max.
Yeah, they said today they were like 30-ish sustained winds.
Yeah, I could see
with
that.
With gusts up to 60 miles an hour.
I've been stuck in the office here a few times the last few days where I'm like, I'm not going back to the house right now.
Like, I can't. I just don't have it in me.
I would be like, if I went in, I'd have to change all my clothes. And we're not talking that far of a walk. I mean, it literally would take maybe 7 to 10 seconds to get to the house. But if I did in some of those storms, I would have been just dripping. That and trying to keep my dog Sting close by so he's not like, ooh, mud! You know, it's like, yeah.
Oh, did you have the rain with it today?
We've had rain nonstop for 48 hours and it's still raining and I guess it's going to do the same tomorrow too. So yay, seasonal depression season is here, everybody. Hey, what a feeling when it's seasonal depression season. You know?
Oh, I feel bad for you.
It's great fun. It's so much fun. I used to like weather like this when I was younger because I thought it was kind of spooky. And then I think I lived my life more. And then I found more reasons to be like depressed about things. and then it was like, I don't like dark weather. It's fun.
Although I get it. I get it. Because personally, I love a rainy day.
I do too, to a certain extent, but I don't. I can't do like five in a row.
Right, I get that.
Day one, I was like, "This is kind of cool. I kind of like this." I went for a nice walk in the morning before it was raining. I'm like, "I like this. Is nice. This is fall. This is kind of spooky." And now it's been like that since Tuesday. So I, I'm just like over it. I'm like, I'm feeling the effects already. I'm just kind of like, this really sucks. The only thing in this world that's making me feel better is literally getting up and setting my alarm to Lionel. It just starts doing this at 6:30 and I jump up out of bed. I'm like, hey, still cloudy and rainy today, isn't it? High about 45. All right.
I'm never going to listen to this song again without thinking, have seasonal depression.
And I just start dancing, like, left and right. The dog's looking at me because he's in my room because Harper's already on the bus. And he's like, what the hell is going on? And then I'm just like, oh, hey, here we go, Sting. Oh, what a feeling. Seasonal depression season. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. That's my fucking morning.
All righty then.
So there you go. Hey, a listener sent this to me today. And I'm just kind of disturbed by the whole story. And I guess it's just kind of one of those, what the hell were you thinking when this happened? I'm trying to get it open here because my Word document is like literally doing one of those. If it was the old days, it'd be called the blue screen of death. But right now, it's just doing the endless circle until it finally says,
I'm thinking.
Our program's not responding right now. We're kind of feeling under the weather. Click one of these options and we may do it. We're still not quite sure if we can handle that operation either. Okay, here we go. This is from the Lexington Herald Leader. The title, Kentucky School Personnel Disciplined After Lap Dances. Okay, exactly what is going on here, y'all. Come on, Hazard, get it together. So this is from a post on one of the social media sites. Personnel have been disciplined after male students. This is where you kind of get surprised. Male students simulated lap dances at homecoming events at a Kentucky high school this week, but the superintendent won't disclose the specifics. Hazard Independent Superintendent Sandra Combs on Wednesday night issued a statement apologizing for photographs that showed inappropriate homecoming activities at Hazard High School, including lap dances from young males and girls in Hooters t-shirts pretending to carry beer. So there were girls too. Our district would like to apologize for the activity that's been portrayed in the media, and we regret how this has unfolded, said Combs. This is not the type of event that typically occurs here at Hazard High School, and we sincerely regret any embarrassment that's caused our community. Principal Donald Happy.
No.
Donald Happy, in quotes, Moblini, who was seen in the photos smiling during the lap dances, did not respond to questions Wednesday. Moblini is also the mayor of Hazard. This is great. I totally understand why one of our listeners sent this to me, because it just fits so many crazy things that we've talked about on the show over the years. Let's get a little theme music going here, too. Late in the evening on October 26, Combs said she was aware of concerns raised by photographs that were posted on the Hazard High School Athletic Facebook page. She found photos of inappropriate student-led activities that have since surfaced on social media. We strive to foster creativity in our students, but unfortunately, this time it was carried too far.
Creative. Oh,
I'd love to see what those creative arts rooms are like at that school. Is there like stripper poles and like in the media room or the music room? It's like the choir singing like back that ass up and then like, girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? Girl, who are you playing with? Back that ass up. And it's like, well, there's Tiffany. She's on the pole right now. She's going to be, as soon as she turns 18 next month, she's got a job down at the other place. Good thing she got her education here at Hazard High. At Hazard High, we strive for student excellence. Spirit Week at Hazard High School has a long and celebrated tradition Homecoming activities are planned as a celebration for students, staff, and the school community. All were intended to be fun and good-natured. However, the activities did not play out as intended. While homecoming is an annual tradition, there's never been any issue raised prior years, she said. Combs said she's reviewing policy and procedures to make certain it does not happen again. So is it going to be like the instruction manual next year? No lap dances, kids.
It cannot happen.
You can't straddle the principal and he can't like it, Mr. Happy. And if Mr.
I'm just so... I'm just even trying to find the right way to go with my response to this story because it's just so messed up. So at the homecoming dance, there are people who are supervising it because it's not like let's put a bunch of high schoolers in the gym and then lock the doors and leave and come back at 11. They're in the room.
Yeah.
And so they're seeing it going on. Look at us. Okay. Even take out the lap dancing. What part of us all boys and girls in Hooters shirts and pretending to serve beer?
Yeah.
Is a good idea. And then you add in the lap dancing. At what point did somebody not think this is not good?
I don't think it was even done during the dance. I think it was done during a pep rally.
Oh, Jesus.
It was
homecoming festivities. It wasn't like the homecoming dance.
No, I mean, the way the pictures look, it's totally... Yeah, and the thing is, the coaches and the staff are sitting there. They're clapping their hands. They're acting like they enjoy it. This is not get away or this is inappropriate. This is they're going to grab... I mean, I don't know if they grabbed anybody's ass or anything, but these pictures look like all the staff are thoroughly finding this amusing and totally acceptable within the confines of the high school.
Now, I totally get why the high school kids would find it very entertaining. I think they'd have a blast doing that. Absolutely.
I get that, too. But I'm just looking at this going, holy shit, the way the staff is reacting, they're just totally down with it. I mean, I get the high schoolers thinking this will be funny. But
of course.
But that's where you get no, we're not doing this, you know, and, you know, you back away. But they're just getting down.
No, I'm all about them having fun with their homecoming festivities. Yeah. But did not one of the adults in the room, the teachers and coaches and stuff, say, this is not good? I mean, having lap dances, maybe this is going a little too far, but it sure is fun.
I'm sure there
back
were.
That up.
I can only imagine there's of course, a handful of people in that building just cringing going, oh, my God, this is going to be.
Well, I hope anyway. Yeah. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple, but oh, my God. So there you go. That's
that's one of those things. It's come on. When the word gets out about that.
I know.
Although, I just think there's some shit that happens in schools that parents know damn well their kid was in on. Mm-hmm. And they're making excuses for them. And
sure.
I just don't get it. And it's you can't excuse that bad behavior away. But, they don't want their kid kicked off the basketball team or something. So, of course, my child didn't do that on the bus.
Well, then there's also their own shame and everything else where it's I don't want to be the parent that my little Billy didn't do this or, whatever.
Well, they're just full of this, especially, I think, so many parents of kids that are athletic in high school assume their kid's going to go on to play Division I ball and then go on to play professional.
Sure.
The odds of that are super slim.
Yeah.
Maybe your kid is good enough to play Division I.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, chances are there's very few kids out of high school that are ever going to pursue that as a career. Mm-hmm. But they act like that. Oh, my God, if my child got punished for that, you're going to ruin the rest of their life. No, he did a good enough job on his own.
Let's not bet it all on sports, you know?
You might want to have a backup plan.
Yeah, might. Just maybe. Louisiana man arrested after allegedly living in a woman's attic and dropping into her home. Well, at least he finally let her know he was there. This is from True Crime Daily. A 33-year-old Jefferson Davis Parrish man was arrested after allegedly entering a woman's home by dropping through her attic. The Jefferson Davis Parrish official said in a statement deputies were called out of the apartment building on Highway 101 on Monday about a subject living in the attic. The apartment's owner reportedly called the sheriff's officer after seeing the suspect Gregory Bennett dropped from the attic area into her apartment. Bennett allegedly fled the scene once he saw the owner was home. Jefferson Davis Parish Sheriff's deputies reportedly caught up with Bennett and arrested him for two counts of unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling. According to the statement, this is Bennett's 21st offense. And judging by his mugshot, I'm sure it won't be his last, because we're not going to keep him away. We're going to wait till he kills somebody, and then maybe we'll do something. Until then, good luck, America. The price is wrong, bitch.
So she had no idea who he was?
No. And he looks like...
He was just a random guy who figured out how to get into her attic?
Looks like a lovely individual if he were to drop through the crawl, the the attic vent or something.
Oh, my God.
The type of guy
I heard of it, like on... Oh, I'm sure I was watching ID one day, but... That happened with a family, and it was like it was like a high school relationship, or yeah, maybe she was like early, like college age, but the ex was like living in her closet,
yeah,
or living in a closet, mm-hmm, and they didn't know it,
yeah,
and so he was coming in their house, and like, that's creepy,
yeah,
but they knew who he was, which is creepy. Mm-hmm. So I've heard of a few stories like that. Even creepier when you don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And then how's he getting... I mean, maybe the house has an outside entrance or something. We're crawling through a window, maybe. Oh, my God.
I know.
It would scare the crap out of me.
Totally. A man accused of killing two in Portland was allegedly on meth. Said voices made him do it. You see, this is where it's like, this is the warm, fuzzy story of the night, where it's like, at least it was meth. You know, it's not like it wasn't demons. It wasn't just him having a bad day in the voices. It was meth. Okay, meth. We have a culprit here. Doesn't make it any better, and you should probably die for your crime. But at least it wasn't just, you know, people going crazy. A 45-year-old man was arrested for allegedly fatally shooting two people inside an Old Town apartment complex over the weekend. The Portland Police Bureau wrote in a statement Sunday that officers from the Central Precinct responded to a shooting call in an apartment on the 300 block of Northwest 6th Avenue at 6:25 a.m. Officers found an adult male and adult female victim, and both were declared dead on the scene. Officers detained Michael Von Dommelin at the scene and booked him on two counts of first-degree murder, according to the Oregon Live. Von Dommelin pled not guilty to the charges Monday. The Oregonian Live reports one of the victim's neighbors went into the hallway when the shots rang out. He reportedly went to check on the male victim. He was not responsive. The neighbor reportedly saw Van Dommelin in the hallway and asked if he knew who shot the two victims. Van Dommelin allegedly responded, "I did." Surveillance footage reportedly shows Van Dommelin holding a handgun and pointing it at the apartment's direction. Van Dommelin reportedly still had a 9mm gun in his pocket at the time of his arrest. While speaking with police, he allegedly admitted to killing two people. According to court records cited by the Oregon Live, Van Dommelin said he was high on meth at the time of the shooting, and the voices told him to do it. Van Dommelin reportedly lives in the same building where the shooting occurred. The shooting deaths of these two victims brought Portland's homicide count to 71. According to the Oregon Live, that's the highest number of homicides since 87. Wow, they're really just rocking it this year, aren't they? They're doing really good. That's, it's like, congratulations, Portland. You've done it again. Almost beating the record of 87. Can we get there? Only time will tell.
I can't laugh hard.
He's being held without bail.
Excuse me. Like, I did it.
It was me.
I did.
Now, I don't know that he did it in that exact tone.
That's what made me laugh is your delivery. You're like, who? And then he said, yeah. I did it.
I used my artistic creativity and license on that part of the story. But that
it was really great. It was really, really well done.
That's how I interpreted the murder script on this. I mean, it does.
Because
say,
that's how most people who are really, really, really strung out on meth act. Yeah. I did it.
Yeah.
They're super lucid and stuff. They make total sense.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting there like, oh my God, there's a body in the hall. I see it too. Hey.
Who did it?
Do you know who did it? I did!
I did a great job.
That was me! It's almost kind of a, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Hey, the guy that talks like this.
Oh, God.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
It's like if Gilbert Gottfried was the murderer. Oh, my God, there's a murder in the hallway. Oh, it's just a dead body. It's no big deal. But there's a body in the hall. I did it. Okay? Everybody go back. Quit your fussing. You don't need any fisticuffs.
Quit your fuss.
On the next. It
was about fisticuffs.
On the next L.A. Law, Gilbert Gottfried, guest stars in the appearance of a lifetime. Oh, my God. Mulder, I think we're coming up on this. What is that down in the corner? It looks like there's someone. Oh my God. He's eating the stomach of that body. Hi! It's lunchtime! The buffet down the road was closed! You want some? Gilbert Gottfried. In the X-Files.
That's all kinds of effed up. Oh my God, that was funny.
Good times.
So... somebody just listening for the first time. Yeah, it's always kind of like this.
This is how our show is. Hi, kids.
We have a street here in town where there's just, I don't know why it's that one street primarily where all of those people hang out.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's like blocks, like it's miles like that.
Yeah.
And so it's not like they're just all these zombies walking along the street, but
it's cool. Yeah.
Like I'm going to work the other morning. It's 7:15 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy out on the corner just like really pissed off at something that's not even there.
Yeah.
And I'm like that's the guy who probably did that. Like he just doesn't even know. He's really mad at something that's not even there. Like he would have killed it.
We're one step away from The Walking Dead. I mean,
it's like that.
We are one step away. I mean, there have been the drugs like the bath salts that actually have made people kind of do that sort of shit. I mean, I guess it's just a matter of time before some sort of other prescription drug is horribly abused that kind of, that can have that effect.
It's just so sad.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at that guy and I'm like, he is so angry at whatever. Yeah. He's super animated. He's screaming. He's in its face, it appeared like. And there's absolutely nothing there.
There will be some drug, I bet it someday. Because, I mean, obviously methamphetamine came along at a certain point. And there's other ones that are getting worse and worse. And they're getting abused horribly. At some point, there will be one just as bad as the bath salt thing that makes people try and eat other people. And there'll be cases of this shit everywhere. So we're going to have The Walking Dead, but it's not going to be like how we thought, like, oh, you shot him and they came. It's going to be overdose on drugs. And it's going to be really fucking dangerous, far more than it is right now, where it's like, there'll be fucking eating people. Wait, it will happen. This is my testimony to the future.
Here's what I have to say about that. Jesus Christ. Like, things aren't crazy enough.
Coming soon.
I have to look forward to that. Come on, give us a damn break.
In 2021, Tony Bruschi declared that eventually bodies would be on the streets being eaten by other humans due to a pharmaceutical overdose. Then, in 2024, after the invention of the first robotic cat, it happened. People eaten on the street. And the robotic cat being the number one bestseller at Christmas. All that and more after your 5-day forecast on Fox 32.
Your brain is so odd. I think you're going one way, and then at the last second, whoosh. Oh my God. Okay, that was funny.
So, yeah, just wait. Hey, a Texas man arrested for allegedly shooting a Moroccan immigrant parked in his driveway. This sounds like it'll go well. 56-year-old Caldwell County man was arrested for murder after allegedly fatally shooting a man parked in his driveway. The Caldwell County Sheriff's Office said in a press release October 11th that deputies responded to a shooting call at approximately 3:42 a.m. on the 100 block of Tina's Trail. First responders located the victim with a gunshot wound, who was then transported to the hospital with critical life-threatening injuries and died. The victim was later identified as 31-year-old Adele DeGote. According to the sheriff's office statement, the homeowner confronted the suspicious vehicle parked outside the residence, which led to him getting shot. At the time of the initial press release, the sheriff's office said they did not have anybody in custody. That the alleged shooter, Terry Dwayne Turner, was cooperative. 10 days after the shooting, Caldwell County Sheriff's Office announced they obtained an arrest warrant for Turner. KXAN-TV reports Turner bonded out of Caldwell County Jail hours after turning himself in on October 22nd. According to the incident report cited by KXAN, Turner reportedly told investigators he woke up in the middle of the night when he saw a car parked next to his vehicle in his driveway with the lights off. Turner allegedly grabbed his gun, went outside of the car, and began to rapidly accelerate in reverse. Turner, according to KXAN, allegedly followed the car and shot at the driver's side. Turner reportedly called 911 afterwards and said he just killed a guy. He reportedly told dispatch, "He tried to pull a gun on me." During their search, however, investigators reportedly never found a firearm inside the vehicle. KXAN reports he did not. The guy did not know Turner. Adley's brother, Othamy DeGowdy, told KXAN all suspects, Aldi got lost driving home from his girlfriend's residence. According to a statement by the Council on American Islamic Relations, DeGowdy immigrated to the United States in 2013. He received a master's degree in financial analysis from Johnson and Wales University. His body will reportedly be transported back to Morocco. So it wasn't just he was like in his driveway and he felt threatened. He fucking tried to back out on and then he chased him.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I get if you woke up in the middle of the night and you looked out and there's a car in your driveway.
I get it to that point.
I could see that would kind of freak me out, yeah. Especially if like I wouldn't be able to see a person. Like yeah. I could just see the car because the way my windows are.
Yeah.
So that would freak me out. But I think I would call 911 perhaps.
Yeah.
But then he went and got his gun to go out and confront the person
mm-hmm.
who is in his car.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was breaking into his house. He was in his car.
He was just trying to figure out
his direction. And then the guy backs out.
Yeah.
And he starts. So if he's backing out, how is he pulling a gun on him at the same time?
Yeah.
And if he was pulling the gun on him, it's because the guy is brandishing a weapon, but he didn't have a gun.
So Turner allegedly grabbed his gun and went outside to the car, and the car began to rapidly accelerate in reverse. So if the guy's fucking leaving, why would you shoot at him? I mean, the guy was, you scared him. Great. That's usually where that ends. When you're grabbing your gun, the intent is not to actually unload it on somebody. It's usually a threat. Unless someone's aiming a weapon at you directly, what the fuck are you doing? Right. I mean, yeah, and why would you not just consider as well, maybe it was just a guy that was lost, you know, before you start unloading a weapon, especially when he leaves immediately.
Well, none of it makes sense.
No. I mean,
the last thing I'm going to do is like, oh, who's that person in my driveway? I'm going to grab my gun and go out and confront them.
No. No, I mean, it's one thing. I mean, I've had it. I'm out here in the country. I'm by myself. I've had a weird vehicle pull in towards the front and sat there for a while. And then they were lost. Now, did I have my gun ready? Should they continue up my driveway in case they came up to my house or something? And I didn't know what was going on. Sure, it was close enough by where should I feel threatened, I could get it. But I wasn't going to like go up and start tapping on their window with it, like the point of the gun, like what's going on in there? It's like we're in the country. People get lost out here all the fucking time. And they were way the fuck down there.
Now, I will say that would be weird if you're living in town and there's somebody just sitting in your driveway. That's weird.
It is. And it would be, I would have my gun handy, but I wouldn't necessarily be pursuing the car. I'd be calling the police. I'd have it ready in case they tried to come into my home. I mean, if that happens, they come into your house, fine. All bets are off. Pull the fucking trigger. But if they're fleeing and they really didn't mean any harm, they were just trying to turn around and get to figure out their directions on their GPS. That's it. It's just this.
And I just think
everybody on edge.
And I get police response time can be pretty slow, but how about trying it?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to call 911 before I go out and confront this guy.
Oh, I'm profiling, but I'm looking at the guy and I'm going, this looks like a guy who was like, it's my right to shoot him. You know, that's sort of just my guess. A lot of assumptions like you probably make on the individual, but that's just my guess.
Yeah, that's just sad.
So, no, I mean, initially, I'm sure this was not what he, you know, planned for that night.
Oh my God, no.
But at the same point, it's like, you know, take a, when it comes to a weapon, you gotta be in a good mindset to, you know.
And you gotta take responsibility for your actions.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes, that's
and
someone
maybe
who
he feels really bad about what he did. I like to think he does.
Yeah.
But because somebody is in your driveway doesn't give you the right to kill them.
No, you can't quite jump on it that fast. They got to be invading your home at the very least. Yeah. No, that's fucked up. But yeah, well, there you go. That's our stories for today here on the Dark Side Of. If you like our program, be sure to check us out over on Patreon. Search Dark Side Of on the Patreon app or go to darksidepod.com and sign up there to become a supporter of our show with Darksider. Get access to advanced episodes of the show. All of the extras, it's all there for you. Patreon.com. And search for Dark Side Of. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.